Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Wednesday, August 14th. Coming up in today's episode, parents of Kolkata doctor rape and murder victim allege gang rape and cover-up. Army captain killed in Jammu and Kashmir terrorist encounter. Supreme Court denies interim bail to Arvind Kejriwal. And boxer Iman Khalif files lawsuit against J.K. Rowling and Elon Musk. First up, the 31-year-old doctor raped and murdered at a government hospital in Kolkata had a significant amount of semen in her body, suggesting gang rape. Her parents have told the Calcutta High Court that transferred the investigation to the CBI. They said in their petition that the post-mortem report had unequivocally stated that the cause of death was strangulation of the neck and that there are clear signs of sexual assault. The parents in the petition accessed by NDTV list out the various atrocities their daughter went through, according to the post-mortem report. Several portions of the victim's head showed signs of trauma. Quote, both ears exhibited signs of injury suggesting a violent struggle. Her lips were injured, indicating that she may have been silenced or gagged during the attack. Unquote, the petition added. It said bite marks were found on her neck, underlining the severity of the assault. The petition said the autopsy also found 150 mg of semen in the victim's body, a quantity suggesting involvement of more than one individual, further corroborating the suspicion of gang rape. Before the case was transferred to the CBI, state police had arrested Sanjay Roy, a civic volunteer who frequented the hospital. In its order to transfer the probe to CBI, the High Court came down heavily on the hospital administration and especially its former principal, Dr. Sandeep Ghosh. The court questioned why the hospital authorities did not file a police complaint after the doctor was found dead. It also pulled up the state government for appointing Dr. Ghosh as principal of another medical college hours after he resigned as the head of the K.G. Kar Medical College. In their petition, the victim's parents have also said, quote, they have come to learn through reliable sources that evidence exists on record suggesting that at least three individuals were involved in the strangulation of their daughter. The significant amount of semen found in her body further supports the involvement of multiple perpetrators, unquote. And next, an army officer, Captain Deepak Singh, has been killed today after encountering with a group of four terrorists in the Asar district of Jammu and Kashmir, Doda district, sources said. A civilian was also injured. An operation has been launched to capture the terrorists, one of whom has been eliminated. The army has offered its deepest condolences to Captain Singh's family. Quote, he suffered gunshot injuries due to firing by terrorists and was evacuated to a hospital. However, the captain succumbed to serious injuries and made a supreme sacrifice for the nation. Unquote, the army said in a statement. The army added that he fired at terrorist group last night as well as this morning in spite of gunshot wounds and that he kept directing his men as long as he could. The encounter was in a forested area during a cordon and search operation, or CASO, launched by a joint security team to track down the terrorists hiding in Shivgar Asar belt, the sources added. They also said army had been tipped off to the terrorist hideout last evening, after which they engaged with the enemy. There was a brief exchange of fire last night and the operation resumed this morning. This latest terror attack in the Jammu region comes the day before Independence Day celebrations. And as Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chaired a meeting attended by senior figures including Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval to review the security situation. In next, the Supreme Court today refused interim bail to Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in a corruption case linked to the National Capital's now-scrapped Excise Policy 2021. The court sought the CBI's reply on the Aam Aadmi Party leader's bail plea and posted the matter for August 23rd. Arguing for Mr. Kejriwal, senior advocate Abhishek Singhvi told the bench of Justice Suryakant and Justice Ujjal Bhuyan that it is a strange situation. He said Mr. Kejriwal was granted interim bail in a prevention of money laundering case or PMLA on May 10th. Then he got interim bail from Supreme Court in July. He was then granted bail in a CBI case by a lower court. So, in this way, three bail orders have already been given. Mr. Singhvi later termed the Aam Aadmi Party leader's imprisonment an insurance arrest. The arrest of Mr. Kejriwal by CBI 1 year and 10 months after the case was registered was not tenable in law and smacked of malafide, the senior lawyer told the court. We have filed for interim bail. We will easily pass the triple test, he said. The Supreme Court, however, refused to give any interim relief don't say interim bail, we will not give interim bail, the court added. Breaking from breaking news, an order issued in the alleged interest of women was termed misogynistic by people and social media users and has now been rescinded. A state-run medical college in Assam issued an advisory for women doctors and students, asking them to avoid situations where they're alone. Ask them to graciously interact with the public so that they don't get unnecessary attention. The notice came during an uproar on campus and social media across the country. Authorities of Silchar Medical College and Hospital withdrew the bizarre advisory. The advisory had drawn strong criticism, with many on social media attacking it misogynistic, and said the college administration should focus on ensuring safety of women on campus instead of listing do's and don'ts. The document noted that the hospital administration finds it necessary to issue such an advisory because of the tragic and horrific instance of the rape and murder in KEG Kar Medical College in Kolkata. The advisory said female doctors, students and staff should generally avoid isolated, poorly lit and sparsely populated areas. Female doctors, students and staff, as much as possible, should avoid situations where they are alone. It also added that female students must refrain from leaving the hostel or lodging rooms during night hours unless absolutely necessary, and must step out only after informing authorities. Notably, the rape and murder of a trainee doctor in Kolkata happened after her apparent 36-hour-long shift, after which she had tried to seek some rest in a conference room. The principal of that college has also questioned why the woman was alone in a room where she had just been taking rest from her shift at the very same hospital where she worked and studied. But fortunately, the now-termed misogynistic advisory has been taken back by the college. And next, Olympic gold medalist boxer Iman Khalif will take legal action against her online bullies, who accused her of being a man, and a hate campaign of sorts emerged against her. Named in this complaint are billionaire and ex-owner Elon Musk and known anti-trans activist and author J.K. Rowling. The Paris Olympic boxing gold medalist Iman Khalif, who was put in the center of a gender eligibility row by many users on social media when she defeated Italy's Angela Carini. The storm erupted after Angela Carini pulled out of the bout around 47 seconds into the match. Carini was later seen sobbing and also refused to shake hands with Khalif. She would later tell the press that she has never been punched so hard in her life. But the misinformation around Khalif's gender eligibility emanates from the fact that she was once disqualified by the International Boxing Association in 2023. Now, it is interesting to note that the International Boxing Association itself has been banned by the Olympic Association for alleged malpractices and corruption. Both the women it had disqualified in 2023 went on to become winners in this Olympic season. And both of them were recognized as women by their countries and the Olympic Association as well. Khalif, who was disqualified last year in the World's Championship, was trolled online heavily. The legal complaint against Musk and Rowling has been filed for online harassment, the American magazine Variety reported on Tuesday. Nabil Boudi, the Paris-based attorney for Khalif, told Variety that J.K. Rowling and Elon Musk are in fact named in the lawsuit, but there are multiple other people in it. He has said that former U.S. President Donald Trump would be a part of the investigation. Boudi said, and I quote, Trump tweeted, so whether or not he's named in the lawsuit, he will inevitably be looked into as a part of the prosecution. Harry Potter creator J.K. Rowling had referred to the Algerian boxer as a man repeatedly, despite counter-allegations from Iman's supporters and the Olympics itself issuing a circular confirming that Iman in fact is a woman and therefore she's eligible to fight in a boxing match for women. This is what J.K. Rowling tweeted. Watch this whole thread, then explain why you're okay with a man beating a woman in public for your entertainment. This isn't sport. From the bullying cheat in red, which was Iman Khalif, all the way up to the organizers who allowed this to happen, this is men reveling in their power over women. She posted this with a picture of boxers Iman Khalif and Angela Carini in the boxing ring. In another post, Rowling shared a photograph of Carini crying and Khalif looking at her. Could any picture sum up our new men's rights movement better? J.K. Rowling wrote. The smirk of a male who knows he's protected by a misogynic sporting establishment, enjoying the distress of a woman he's just punched in the head and whose life ambition he's just shattered. She kept calling Iman he, man, his. Her lawyer Boudi said in a statement, the boxer Iman Khalif has decided to begin a new fight for justice, dignity and honour. The investigation will determine who has been behind this misogynist, racist, and sexist campaign, but will also have to concern itself with those who fed to the online lynching. The iniquitous harassment the boxing champion has been subjected to would remain the biggest stain on these Olympic Games, Budi added. That's all for today. You were listening to the News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.